This hour of the Armed American Radio podcast is being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. This incredible organization is doing the behind-the-scenes work on behalf of our Second Amendment freedoms, filing the lawsuits around the nation that defend against the incredible withering assault on our constitutional right to bear arms. If it weren't for the Second Amendment Foundation and the incredible work they do, the landscape of our gun rights in this country would be vastly different. Visit them and help us defend freedom from the Bloomberg machine that is dumping millions into the effort to strip you of your rights. Visit the Second Amendment Foundation at saf.org. That's saf.org. Now is the time. We need your help. saf.org to do your part fighting for the freedoms that we enjoy today. Enjoy the program, and I'll see you on the radio.
Filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, which are now in the great studios of WWTC AM 1280, The Patriot, in the Minneapolis, St. Paul, the Twin Cities. Mitch Berg joins me. How are you, Mitch?
Awesome. You know what they say, the worst day on the air is better than the best day off it, and this is one of my favorites.
I'm looking forward to having you back on. It's always fun to be here. You know, I got to thank you, because every time I'm here at the Gander Mountain events, just 2 weeks ago we did the fair, as you know, obviously.
Yep.
You know, I get to sit down with you and be a guest on your program. Was a guest on your program yesterday.
Yep.
At the Gander Mountain event. You've had Rob Pincus when he's here with us. Michael Martin, who is a good friend of the program, was here on the show with us when we were at the fairgrounds. So it's good to be able to return the favor and bring you over to Armed American Radio in your house.
Absolutely.
And let you sit in for 3 hours and have some fun and go back and forth. Great lineup tonight.
Well, thanks for the invite. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, it has been fun. The lineup has been huge. We started off, of course, with Alan Gottlieb. We learned a little bit, about the court system in this country, the federal appellate courts. We now have 9 federal appellate courts out of 13 circuits.
And
that have flipped.
Yeah, and people don't realize the long-term effect this is going to have. I mean, just serving as the gatekeepers to the Supreme Court is absolutely pivotal. And by the way, if you think that doesn't matter both ways, I mean, you got to remember it was appellate judges that were appointed by Reagan, the Bushes, and Clinton, who was relatively conservative, who were the ones who paved the way to allow McDonald and Heller to get to the Supreme
Court.
That's
correct. Even more important, this is what we've been preaching on this program for a long time, and Alan Gottlieb came on and articulated it better than probably anybody else can, and that is the importance of the appellate decisions when such a small percentage of cases go before the Supreme Court. And the appellate judges know this.
Yep.
They know that their decisions will stand and become legal precedent. It will become the law of the land by virtue of the fact that the Supreme Court chooses not to hear that particular case, at least not at that particular time.
Yep.
And very, very frightening when we now have 9 of those circuits flipped as a result of Harry Reid and the nuclear option. This is what I talked about at the opening segment of Hour 1 when I went off a little bit on Nancy Pelosi. These are despicable, vile people. These are people who cannot get their agenda passed legislatively, that have to lie, cheat, steal, and rewrite the rules in order to pass it and impose their will on us.
Yeah. And these are also people who play politics for keeps. It's a chess game for them. And a lot of people, God love the people on our side, but all too many people on our side of the Second Amendment community are playing checkers against some chess players out there. We got people out there who, God bless them, vote with their hearts and say, I'm going to vote absolute principle here, and have their eye focused on the long-term principle, which is a wonderful thing. But in the short term, there's little things that set policy, things like having control of the Senate so you get to confirm who goes onto the appellate bench or not. This stuff that makes all the difference in building up the body of law that governs how the Second Amendment is not just read but enforced throughout this country.
Yeah, when you talk about the control of the Senate, Nancy Pelosi, her opening, when I opened up the statements at the beginning of the program, civilization as we know it today would be in jeopardy if the Republicans win the Senate. What the best way to articulate, I think, what you're going, where you're going at with these people who are playing chess versus checkers, is there's no such thing as a fair street fight. And the Democrats have figured out that political battle is a street fight. While the Republicans want to stand there and be fair and get up against the ropes, the Democrats have figured out a long time ago there are no ropes,
yep.
And they'll kick, scratch, and claw, and there isn't one body part that's off limits, and they know how to street fight.
Yeah, and the Republicans are still fighting Marquis of Queensberry rules.
They're still fighting in a suit and tie. They haven't taken the tie off yet, and they need to learn how to go to the mat. Nothing reeks more of political cronyism than what we've seen here with Ray Rice.
Yeah.
We're going to go here now because our next guest is, talk about articulating a point. There's nobody can do it better. Ray Rice, this case angers me. It leaves me almost speechless. I get angry when I think about this, and I'm going to go right to Evan Knappen right now. Evan Knappen is the attorney for Shanine Allen. Evan, it's a pleasure to have you here on the program. Thanks for being back.
Oh, always a pleasure.
Let's set this up. The NFL's got a black eye. This isn't something they're going to walk away from. And what it has done has shined the light on your client and her plight. Fox News had it up this week, and I couldn't tell you. I was cheering. I can't tell you enough how much I was cheering when I saw this headline on the cover of Fox News. Uneven playing field. Judge, prosecutor who let Ray Rice walk, toss book at single mom. Take it away, Evan.
Yeah, this has just become fascinating when you add in the Ray Rice factor, because Shanine Allen was and is a single mom out of Philly, South Philly, a very tough neighborhood. She had been robbed twice. She went and got herself a carry license issued by the city of Philadelphia, and she actually, her crime was to cross the Ben Franklin Bridge. Because in so doing, she got stopped for a very minor traffic violation. And as soon as she was pulled over, she produced her license and told the officer that she had a gun and gave him her carry license as well right away. So, she was just being flat out honest. And that honesty ended up getting her charged with unlawful possession of a handgun in New Jersey. Now, this is extremely serious. It's draconian. It's just insanity, really, how serious it is. Even though there's no aggravating factors, there's nothing in this case that she did wrong other than a paperwork violation. That's it. The best deal the prosecutor gave, which was, essentially they have to give you their best deal at what's called plea cutoff. Because after that, you're going to trial if you don't take the deal. So their best deal was 5 years in state's prison with 3.5 years no chance of parole. It is just astounding for, having a Philadelphia carry license and not a New Jersey carry license. And this minimum mandatory penalty that's with this gun charge for simple unlawful possession, just not having Jersey's license instead of, you have another state's license, subjects her to this. So, it seems though in the system there's an answer. She made an honest mistake. There are folks that said, well, look, she should have known the law, and she didn't. She made a common mistake, and it's common because people think that a gun license is this going to be treated the same as a driver's license. I mean, to folks that aren't, dedicated gun people, you'd think, hey, I went through a criminal background check. I went through substantially more difficulty getting this license for my firearm than it took to get a driver's license. And, they wouldn't think that another state wouldn't accept another state's license. But until we get national reciprocity for firearm licenses, it's just a patchwork quilt throughout the country of which states will recognize whatever other state's licenses. And since New Jersey doesn't recognize it, you're looking at this ridiculous penalty.
I want to put this in perspective, Evan. I want to put this in perspective because the Ray Rice case is shining a very, very bright light on this, and it's important that we continue to put that light on it. I don't want this light coming off. Ray Rice was seen, widely seen, in a video coming out of an elevator at the moment the elevator doors open, dragging his soon-to-be wife, his fiancée at the time, out of that elevator, unconscious, dropping her on the floor. Security guard comes up. We all saw that part of the video. What we didn't see, and what I believe the NFL did see, and I believe this is all going to come out eventually. There's no one can convince me that the NFL did not see the entire tape. Maybe I'm wrong, but I'll stake on that. The fact is that the second half of that, or you want to call it the first half of that tape, has now been made public and is viral, and that's the one that shows Ray Rice viciously punching his wife, or soon-to-be wife, in the face, decking her in that elevator. He could have killed her.
Right.
He could have killed her.
And this is where the cases intersect, and this is where the, you know, with the background I just gave on Shanine, what's interesting here is Shanine, there's a program in New Jersey called PTI, Pretrial Intervention, and it's a program where if you're charged or indicted with a crime, if you get into this program, and it's highly discretionary with the prosecutor as to who gets into it and who doesn't, if you get into this program, you will not end up with a conviction and you will not end up doing any jail time. So it's for first-time offenders, basically, and if you get it, you end up doing a period of probation, usually a little community service, et cetera, but you end up without a conviction and you end up without any jail. Shanine Allen was denied entry into the pretrial intervention program by the prosecutor. This is after what's called the program, the PTI program, who does the first analysis, approved her for PTI. Mm-hmm. The prosecutor then denied her. The same prosecutor, same program now, with Ray Rice, who has been shown to be physically, actually violent, okay? He gets indicted for the assault.
I need to stop you right there because we're getting ready to go into a commercial break, but I'm glad you made that point. For those who don't know, this is the same prosecutor and judge who are going after Shanine Allen to throw the book at her that let Ray Rice go. The same Ray Rice you saw beat his wife. Armed American Radio continues after this.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you will meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at waltherarms.com.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with a select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
The new Tac Slide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The Tac Slide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the Tac Slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
Didn't think you could afford that new AR-15? Yes, you can. Check out the DTI-4 by Delton. The 16-inch M4 comes fully equipped with a collapsible stock, car handguards, A2 flash suppressor, cleaning kit, two 30-round magazines, a sling, and a beautiful hard-sided case, all under $760. Delton, priced right for any budget. del-ton.com. That's del-ton.com.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in 22 short, 22 long rifle, and 22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The 22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
This upcoming segment of AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit usccainstructors.com.
Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network, the Crossbreed Holster Studios here in Minneapolis, AM 1280, The Patriot. And Lee Michaels, thank you.
My
for
pleasure.
Having us back. It's always a pleasure. I feel like I'm home now.
You're always welcome
I
here.
I just need a coat.
We'll make sure you have one.
And Mitch Berg, author of, tell us about the blog, where to find it, and about your radio show, The Northern Alliance.
The blog is called Shot in the Dark. It's at shotinthedark.info. We cover a lot of Second Amendment stuff as well as a little bit of everything else. And my radio show every Saturday from 1 to 3 Central on AM 1280 The Patriot, the Northern Alliance Radio Network.
And you did not know that Alan Gottlieb has been following you for a long, long time?
I did not. That's one of many things that have made my evening here tonight.
That's a notch in your belt.
It's a huge notch, absolutely.
We're talking with Evan Knappen. Evan Knappen is the attorney for this young woman, Shanine Allen, who finds herself just living in, I can't even imagine the nightmare, the stress that she's going through, facing a trial for at her age. Her life is on the line here. Evan, welcome back to the show. A couple things I want you to clear up for me. I've gotten some emails. I understand, or from what I've read anyway, Shanine has now lost her job. Is that correct?
Yes, she lost her job. She was a medical professional. She worked as a tech, as a phlebologist. And here she is in, like I said, this really tough city, and employed and being a professional and taking care of her kids and wanting to protect herself and her family. And no prior convictions for anything, perfectly clean record, did nothing wrong. She is just a good person in a tough city making it. And, now New Jersey poised to utterly destroy her over its gun law. But we're just getting to the point where the intersection actually came in, which makes this case so fascinating. Because Shanine got denied PTI and Ray Rice got approved for PTI. And so Ray Rice, the actual violent person, gets put into this intervention program, and Shanine gets denied it and basically facing 3.5 years minimum mandatory, no chance of parole, with any other number up to 10 years included in that. So it's a huge sentence, and when you look at the two of them like that, you go, wow, how can this be? How can someone who simply has this most technical of violations with no violence toward anyone be facing such a serious penalty and be denied this program? And this other person who apparently from, I'm not his attorney, we don't know all the details, but at least what we've seen on the video, commits an act like that, and he gets into PTI. Look, whether he should be in there or not, plainly Shanine should be. And it just staggering to see the difference between the two. And then when you look at how the prosecutor treated Ray Rice, it then impacted apparently how the commission, the NFL commission treated him as well, because they relied in how the prosecution viewed it? You know, how did the state view it? What did they do with it? Well, they disposed of it via a diversionary program. So why would they look at it to be as serious?
Okay, let me stop you right here for just 1 second. I want to go to an NRAILA.org piece that was put out on the 12th, just a couple of days ago. Quoting from that piece, just paraphrasing right now, what they do is they remind the readers about the fact that since the second portion of the tape was released, the NFL reversed its decision, banned him from NFL football indefinitely, not permanently, but indefinitely, at least for now. And, of course, the Baltimore Ravens fired him. They then go in, I'm quoting now into the piece, "You now have to look pretty hard to find anyone willing to defend Rice or suggest that leniency in his case is appropriate. At least one person, however, believed his prosecution was handled appropriately. That would be Atlantic City prosecutor Jim McClain." Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is me speaking again. This is the same prosecutor that we're referring to here, that you hear Evan referring to, that is handling his client's case, Shanine Allen. And I continue, "At least one person, however, believed his prosecution was handled appropriately. That would be Atlantic City prosecutor Jim McClain. Speaking to the media, McClain insisted that Rice would not have gone to prison even upon conviction. Even if they disagree with why I did what I did, he said, I just want people to know the decision was made after careful consideration of the law, careful consideration of the facts, hearing the voice of the victim, and considering all the parameters. With evident futility, McClain added, I want people to have confidence in this agency, even if they don't agree with everything we do." I'm disgusted by what I'm reading. Now, Mitch, you have a question for Evan, please.
I do. Hi, Mr. Knappen. To a non-lawyer, this appears to be a no-brainer. I mean, Mr. Rice committed allegedly a violent crime. Ms. Allen, non-violent crime, technical crime, clean criminal record. It would seem to be a no-brainer as to which of the two would be more qualified for pretrial diversion. So, again, I understand you're an attorney who's involved in litigation, but in your opinion, is this a matter of the system just grinding forward and reaching a wrong conclusion? Is this a matter of Atlantic County's priorities? Or is this a matter of cracking down on people carrying while black? I mean, why, in your opinion, is Ms. Allen been shunted out of the diversion track?
Okay. It's a great question, and really it's one that I've pondered, and here's the best that I can do to answer that. And that is, New Jersey's gun laws are so out of control, particularly the handgun possession offense, that mere unlawful possession, not using it unlawfully, just unlawful possession, which, by the way, people, you know, may listen and say, well, I would never unlawfully possess my handgun. Mm-hmm. The problem is, in New Jersey, if you don't have a carry license, which is very few and far between to get issued that, you have to be within the narrow exemptions, very narrow exemptions, at your home or at the range or at your place of business. That's it. You're outside that. You know, you brought your gun over to your friend's house to show him. You're illegally in possession. They changed the illegal possession law to second-degree crime. The only thing higher is first degree. You know, that's what we charge murderers with.
You mean beating your wife?
No. Beating your wife in New Jersey, Ray Rice was only indicted for a third-degree crime. So the difference is simple unlawful possession of a handgun is a higher
felony
offense.
Evan, I need to... I don't want to go. I don't want to lead you into the break. I don't want to have to cut you off into the break. So what I'm going to do is read something here, and then when we come back, I want to get your comments on this. And, Mitch, I know you want to follow up as well. This conversation will get very intense. According to the NRA, Evan, from what I'm reading, Ms. Allen's fate is scheduled to be decided in October by a New Jersey jury. We know that's coming up quickly. However, as this article is going to press, and I say this was 2 days ago on the 12th, we can report that McClain's office has requested her upcoming trial be delayed while he reviews the appropriate resolution of her case, and that a judge has granted McClain's request. Whatever the outcome, Congress should act. If states like New Jersey refuse to recognize the Second Amendment, the federal government has a duty to ensure the rights of the American people by passing federal legislation like the pending Right to Carry Reciprocity Act of 2013. Now, ladies and gentlemen, remember this. If you missed the first 2 hours of this program, we talked about the stacking of the appellate courts. Don't think it matters? You better wake up. When we come back, we'll get Evan's response to that trial delay right after this.
They're in my house. Where are you guys?
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you, the most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com. armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in 22 short, 22 long rifle, and 22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The 22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The new Tac Slide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and Kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The Tac Slide mates a Kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the Tac Slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, America's no-compromise gun lobby. Become a member today. Visit gunowners.org. Join them, folks. I did. Welcome back.
Welcome back, indeed. Take a listen to this. Atlantic County Prosecutor Jim McClain recommended Rice for the program in May, months after denying the single mother's application, and Superior Court Judge Michael Donio, who signed off on the agreement that spared Rice jail time, denied a motion by Allen's attorney, Evan Knappen, who joins us here on the program, to force McClain to reconsider. That's not justice for me or my children, said Shanine. What makes Ray Rice so different from me that I couldn't be accepted by the same prosecutor and judge? Is it that he was a pro athlete, but I'm a single mother of two? Evan Knappen. Very disturbing.
It is. And the thing is, now the news that just came out that the prosecutor asked to delay the trial and the pretrial conferences, which the judge granted, is actually, you know, I think a positive development. I think that the pressure and this whole case, and both cases, in effect, are causing it, and it's actually very good for Shanine. It needs a reconsideration. We had filed a motion to what you call an appeal, but it's really done in the trial court on the PTI. We gave really what I thought was every ability for the prosecutor to change their mind back then and for the judge to overrule the prosecutor. We even supplied a case that was virtually mirrored what Shanine Allen, in that case, the individual got PTI, and all that got rejected down there. It all got rejected. And let me tell you something. Shanine Allen is not the only one. There is a pattern. I have four other clients that are facing gun charges in Atlantic County where they weren't doing anything. This is big. There's, and this has been going on, where individual, one individual at a time, gun control is being enforced by removing those folks' rights to ever possess a firearm again, and it's done by jamming state prison time and a felony conviction on them when PTI would not have done that. And yet the predecessor to this prosecutor was Mr. Housel. He as a policy, would regularly put folks like Shanine in PTI, those that made an honest mistake. And throughout the other 22 counties, it's not a problem. Individuals such as her get it. But in Atlantic County, this became the political push. And you can go to his website and see how tough he's going to be on guns and drugs. You know, you think, well, maybe illegal guns, folks doing bad things with guns, you know, that kind of thing. But no, when you have just law-abiding citizens who make an honest mistake, well, that's where you need to exercise discretion. And I'm hopeful that he will now exercise his discretion.
It sounds like zero tolerance, selective prosecution to me. I have to ask this question, Mitch, before I turn it over to you.
Sure.
Have you seen any pressure from any Pennsylvania representative who has stepped up to speak on behalf of their resident about this ludicrous prosecution in their neighboring state? Has anybody in a position of power in Pennsylvania gone to bat for this young woman?
I don't know of anyone in Pennsylvania. However, in New Jersey, Representative Dancer and others have put forward to change the law, the minimum mandatory law, to allow proper discretion and allow folks not to face this draconian penalty. I mean, I'd like to see the whole law repealed in its entirety. I think it's whole thing's an absurdity. New Jersey needs to join the overwhelming majority of states and allow their residents to get licenses to carry so that they can protect themselves and have murder and crime rates go down from doing that. You know, they need to accept a sister state's license. I mean, why is New Jersey above Pennsylvania? Why is New Jersey above the other 49 states? It doesn't recognize a single other carry license.
Well, they know better than everybody else.
Oh,
this is,
I don't know.
This is the elite thing. Listen,
right.
Hey, I hope Chris Christie's paying attention to this, because let me tell you, Gov, we are. Mitch, you have a question for Evan.
Absolutely. Now, you mentioned the term discretion. Do you think that this is an improper use of the Atlantic County prosecutor's discretion, or does it rise to the level of abuse of prosecutorial discretion?
I'll tell you right now, it's not a good use of discretion, because plainly the proper use of discretion here would be to help Shanine Allen, who made an honest mistake, not become a felon and go to state prison for minimum mandatory terms. So, I mean, I haven't met anyone yet who said she deserves to go to state prison for 3.5 years. Nobody on either side of the aisle, right? Or no one is saying, you know, you better send her away. from her two young boys for 3.5 years and make her a felon over this.
You got to wonder how Jim McClane sleeps at night. You got to wonder how this guy sleeps at night. Mitch, you want to follow up?
I do have one other question, and that is for the benefit of anybody else who may get in their car in Philadelphia with their legal carry permit and make the mistake of going to Camden, well, for any reason, other than just the simple technical violation of the law and going to Camden, what did Shanine do wrong? I mean, was she compelled at the original stop to say, yes, I have a Pennsylvania carry permit? Did she talk when she should have shut up? I mean, just for the benefit of other people who may wind up in that situation, did Shanine Allen mess up something up?
Well, the judge at one point told her, yeah, you know, because you were honest, you got into all this trouble. I mean, you know, this is so the idea is we want to send a message, I guess, by Shanine, not to be honest. And the truth of it is, hey, you know, we have a Fifth Amendment right. You don't have to talk to police. And I'm not advocating that people do. But the problem was she was being extraordinarily cooperative and trying to protect her own life. Because if a firearm got discovered, which is what she was told, you know, an officer suddenly sees a gun in the bag, it could have gotten very messy for everyone. And it's not something the officer would want either. So she, you know, feeling that the safe and sane thing to do is make sure the officer knew that she had a firearm and was legally allowed to have it so that there would be no problems that could ensue. Now, individuals have to make their own choice about this. And if you carry, and if you're in a state that doesn't require that you tell the officer, then the question is, should you? And, you know, individuals have to make their own decision about that, because if you do tell them, and you can end up like Shanine Allen.
You know, let's go back to discretion one more time, Evan. Let's go back to the discretion of the officer during the stop. Could the officer have not said, maybe this is naivety on my part, could the officer have not said, look, I wish you wouldn't have told me that. However, I'm going to let you go here because this, you obviously didn't know. Clearly, you have no criminal background. Why don't you just go back across the Betsy Ross Bridge and maybe followed her to the bridge and let her go?
Well, I guess he could have, but I can't say that I completely blame him for not, because the scrutiny that would get applied in New Jersey, should it be discovered that he found someone with a handgun and didn't have a carry license, could be devastating to him. And he has a job to do. And look, I don't want to rationalize, you know, someone who's enforcing irrational laws, but the police have a tough job. And
yeah, understanding. Yeah, that's a great point. Understanding
and,
that
know,
he is, in fact, enforcing
they
the laws.
Are, you know, so, I don't blame him. He did his job.
Right.
But the failure isn't with him. The failure is he did his job. Now let's see common sense, right? Let's see being real justice and rationality here. Look at who she is. Look at all the mitigation. Note that there's nothing aggravating about not one aggravating factor whatsoever. And do the right thing. And there's even a mechanism in the system to resolve this called PTI. Put her in it. It's sufficient punishment. Believe me, she'll never come to New Jersey again.
No, I don't think.
Worry about this.
I don't think that's going to be a fear. Now, Evan, we're getting ready to take a break here. I want to leave you at that right there. But here's what I want to do. The courts. We've been talking about the makeup now under Obama of the appellate courts. And I want to get your opinion as an attorney, as a pro-gun attorney. What we're seeing happen now to the circuit courts, eight of those courts now. The balance of power has been shifted. Evan Knappen, right when we come back here on Armed American Radio.
You're at 23 May, Bremis.
Yes, I told you on my last call. They're in my house. Where are you guys?
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Car Arms introduces the new addition to their double-action micro-compact pistol line, the CW380, with a 2.5-inch barrel, an overall length under 5 inches, and standing under 4 inches tall. The CW380 weighs just 10.2 ounces, making it the perfect choice for lawful concealed carry. The micro-compact CW380 allows rapid-fire follow-up shots with little recoil and retails for under $420. The new CW380 from Car Arms. Carry one today.
The classic design of the Magnum Research Desert Eagle pistol is back. Manufactured by IWI, Israel Weapons Industries, and designed to exacting Israeli military toughness and reliability specs, the Magnum Research Desert Eagle pistols are in a class all their own. These world-famous semi-automatic pistols are available in .44 Magnum or .50 AE calibers. Magnum Research is a Car Arms company. To find a dealer near you, please visit Car Arms at car.com. That's K-A-H-R.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The United States Concealed Carry Association is excited to host its first ever Concealed Carry Expo May 8th, 9th, and 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. With a full schedule of seminars, demonstrations, and presentations from top firearm industry experts and trainers, you will meet top manufacturers and suppliers in the exhibit hall, shoot a variety of handguns at the live fire range, and be entertained at Saturday evening's fashion show. The USCCA Concealed Carry Expo May 8th through 10th, 2015 in West Bend, Wisconsin. For more information and to plan your trip, visit ConcealedCarryExpo.com.
Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by G-Code Holsters. To carry your gun in a G-Code holster, visit tacticalholsters.com. Now, here's Mark Walter.
A little bit of Peter Pumpkinhead when we return from the breaks here. I put that in there. I asked Sean to put that in there because a little Peter Pumpkinhead comes to tent, spreading wisdom and cash around. It's just so reminiscent of Obama.
Yeah.
Let's spread the wealth around and all of my wisdom. The problem he has now is he spent too much money, and everybody knows he has no wisdom. Everybody's on to him. His soaring rhetoric works no longer. Now he's just a loudmouth blowhard in a suit with, what, less than 2 years to go?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And apparently the unicorns aren't running on schedule to bring down the hope change in cash from on high.
Oh, but the damage that he can do over those 2 years with the nuclear option having been enacted in the Senate relative to judicial picks by Harry Reid and the rest of the lamey downs who can't get anything passed through the will of the people and the legislative process, we're now faced with the appellate courts, which we've been warning people about on this program for over 5 years.
Hey, Mark.
And how important it is. Shanto, go ahead.
Did you say suit?
I did say suit.
Did you see what this man had on a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I didn't have a problem with that.
No. That is old school. I mean, even the Godfathers don't wear that. That was ugly.
Okay. Well, that's a good point, but I don't want to waste any more time talking about Obama's suit. Mitch, don't rock back and laugh. It's okay. Evan, let's talk with you quickly about the makeup of the courts. As someone who practices law for a living, what are your thoughts when you saw the New York Times report today that Obama has changed the ideological makeup of 8 of the 13 U.S. District Courts of Appeals?
It's going to get tougher for us on our issue, that's for sure.
And I knew you were going to say that, even though I didn't want to hear it. I was hoping for a holy, you know.
Well, you know, although sometimes we can get cross-trestling, you know, people, you know, I hate to just stereotype and say everyone on the left is anti-gun because it's not true. But when it comes to the judiciary, you start seeing an anti-gun bias in the judiciary. I mean, you see that throughout New Jersey's judiciary. Now, there's plenty of exceptions of judges that get it and will stand up and do the right thing, but there's seemingly many, many more that follow in lockstep with the anti-gun policy. So it's this strange situation where they're supposed to be non-political. They're supposed to be making these decisions, you know, without a political bend. But the reality of it is it does get political, and so you have to deal with that.
Yeah, I guess, you know, when you see, as Alan Gottlieb pointed out in the first segment, Mitch, you recall he said that Obama uses their position on guns as a litmus test.
Yeah.
Before they're even nominated. That's what frightens me more than anything else, because these guys are working under the radar, Evan. You know it, and I know it.
We're going to be dealing with this now for years, and they're going to have this anti-gun bias that they build into the court system to rule against our gun rights and to try to... It's the only containment strategy they could come up with after Heller, frankly.
Right, right.
Because otherwise... I mean, if you look at how other rights have grown and blossom, and you know, and I'm glad for it. I like all my rights, not just my Second Amendment rights. But when it comes to the Second Amendment, they're trying to limit it, and that's the idea, to create, to minimize the effect of the Second Amendment. And you start arguing over things that, frankly, seem kind of stupid. Frankly, I mean, look at. You know, you have a right to bear arms, but does it extend outside the home?
Right, right, right. I mean, it's ludicrous.
We're only, you know, protecting. I'm sorry. The Patriots fired the shot, you know, from their bedroom window at Lexington and Concord. I mean, what, they were carrying their gun?
Of course they were. No, listen. I know you'll agree with me in this, but their goal is to wipe out gun ownership in America. They've been at it for many, many years. They're emboldened right now. They've got Bloomberg tossing around a ton of money. He's opened up his wallet. Unfortunately, that is going to be effective in some circles. Yet at the same time, I believe we're winning the battle. We're winning the ideological battle when it comes to the polls. Americans love their freedoms, even those who don't love guns. But it's a very precarious situation, and the numbers are close. Mitch, you're...
Yeah, that's the thing that concerns me most about this, is that when you get into a venue like a state legislature where you have opportunities for grassroots action, where you can turn out the troops and stuff the hearing rooms with pro-Second Amendment people, like we did here in Minnesota after Sandy Hook in 2012-2013, 600 to 20, 600 of us against 20 of them at these hearings. The thing that's so devious about this is that the appellate courts are almost singularly immune to grassroots pressure and action. It's all about what's in the briefs, if you will. What's the most deviously clever thing about Obama and his approach to this whole thing.
Yeah, it's impossible to get at them at the grassroots level. There's no doubt about that. Evan, let's go. We're going to run out of time, and I hate when this happens. But we've got the go-get funding. I want to direct people to your website. Now, this young lady... At the time we first spoke with you, it hasn't, I don't even think, been a month or right about a month. She was her goal was 25,000. She was at about 11 or 12,000. She has exceeded that now and is at 59,206.20 in real time right now as far as donated funds with over 1,643 backers. There are 30 days left to go. We need additional help. Yes, the goal was 25,000. She's 236% funded. She is going to need a lot more help. We can direct people to your site, and they can click on a link there to help donate to this young lady's cause, correct?
Yes. If you go to evannappen.com, E-V-A-N-N-A-P-P-E-N, go to my website right there. As soon as you get to it, you'll see the link for Shanine Allen and her funding website. I mean, even if you give a dollar, the numbers there make a difference. It's showing people who care enough to just take the time to even make a small donation. And it's another message that's out there that this has to change. And Shanine, like I said, is standing for not just for herself, but for others. And if we can make these inroads, which apparently we are, mm-hmm. I mean, it seems that it's having a good effect. It will aid in getting national carry. It will aid in getting rid of minimum mandatory sentencing. It will aid in fighting for all of our gun rights and, of course, saving Shanine as well. And that's, if there's any silver lining to this, it's that. It's that, this is happening to someone who cares beyond herself and is standing up. Because many others, and I'll tell you, they try to get her to roll over, take a plea, even become a convicted felon, then argue for Graves waiver. Mm-hmm. But then she's a convicted felon, and she loses her gun rights. She doesn't want to do that. She wants, worst case, 12 people are going to decide her fate, and hopefully those 12 ordinary people will do what the prosecutor and the judge hasn't done. And if the system still fails her, then we're going to look to alternatives to saving her.
And we don't want the system to fail her. The failing means that she's become a convicted felon. Evan, thank you for joining us, and please pass along to her the support. I hope she can feel the support from the Armed American Radio Nation and the millions of freedom lovers. This woman is a freedom fighter. We've got her back. We'll do everything we can. We will stay in touch with you and find out as this case continues to progress. We look forward to bringing you back on in the next couple of weeks, hopefully. Ladies and gentlemen, evannappen.com. Go to the Shanine Allen Legal Defense Fund. Click the link. Donate a buck, $1. Make your voice heard. Become a backer. Armed American Radio, 1280 AM, The Patriot. Lee Michaels, a great time. Mitch Berg.
Thank you.
This ain't going to be the last time, baby.
Excellent.
I can promise you. We'll
awesome
see you
time.
Back
Thank
on
you.
The radio very soon. Armed American Radio continues next week. Carry on, carry off, and carry everywhere. Don't forget your wasp spray. Back next week.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com, armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom.
The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.